Hello, my name is Jada Jackson. Welcome and thank you for tuning into my podcast. Today I'll be reviewing the film Queen. This film came out in 2014, which makes it a very modern Bollywood film. The film is about Rani, who is a woman from Delhi who is preparing to be married to her longtime lover, Vijay. Vijay calls off the marriage days before the wedding with very little explanation. This devastates Rani and the entire community who has been involved in planning their huge wedding. Rani just lays around in despair for a few days until she decides to still go on her honeymoon by herself. Rani's trip takes her to Paris and Amsterdam, where she starts out alone and distraught, but ends up meeting a few interesting people who she goes on wild adventures with. By the time Rani returns to India, she realizes that her relationship with Vijay was not as great as she thought, and that she can find happiness within herself. An aspect of this film that I feel really ties into what we've discussed in class is the model Indian female lead. Rani, to me, is a slightly more modern version of Kavita from the film Upcar. Rani has a lot of agency and takes part in things that would not usually be as acceptable in India, but at the end of the day, she is still strong in her traditional beliefs and does not do anything too scandalous while she's on the trip. Rani is like the perfect balance of tradition and independence in an Indian woman. Clothing is also something that we covered in the lectures that I think is very prominent in this film. Rani is very traditional, so she wears a sari and pants and long skirts throughout most of the film, which is what we discussed that female leads usually do. Other female characters in the film, such as Vijay Lakshmi and Roxette, are usually dressed very differently than Rani because they are more westernized, and the way they dress are supposed to say a lot about what their character is supposed to be like. Towards the end of the film, though, Rani wears a dress that she bought in Paris that is a little less traditional than what she's seen wearing in the beginning of the film and in the middle of the film, and then she wears a lower cut top. Rani still keeps her traditional views, but the way she chose to dress reflected her character at that point in the film. So her change from the beginning of the film to the end of the film is shown in what she chose to wear throughout the film. This film, being so recent, also relates to the topic of globalization that we have discussed. I noticed that there was a lot of product placement in the film, such as Vijay in the beginning is wearing a Louis Vuitton top, and they talk about Facebook a lot. Also, it shows the Western world slightly more positive than they probably would have shown it in an earlier Bollywood film. And there's a lot of different cultures that are shown in the film, and they're shown through characters, and all those characters are seen very positive because they all come together and become friends with Rani, and they all respect each other's different backgrounds. Overall, even though I haven't seen a ton of Bollywood films, this definitely has to be one of my favorites that I've seen so far. All the different characters in the film really bring the story together, and it makes comments on a lot of important issues that are not only happening in India, but all over the world, like the tsunami that happened in Japan, and the oil crisis that's happening in Russia, or was happening in Russia. Overall, I think Queen was like a really amazing film, and I highly recommend it. Thank you for listening to my podcast review of the film Queen. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you watch it sometime.